This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Handjob During Couples Massage by Wrightmark Smith. It had been a beautiful vacation. I had taken my girlfriend of 6 months to Bali. Linda was a brunette with creamy white skin, a beautiful smile, and a nice tight body. We were both still very into each other. Together we traveled around the country and saw the rice fields and the art. We enjoyed the cooking and the culture. I loved making her happy, and she was over the moon with excitement every day of our trip. On our second to last day, we just enjoyed the beach resort we were staying at. We went for a long run on the beach in the morning, then spent much of the day doing water sports. I was exhausted and ready for a nap before dinner, but Linda pushed for us to do a couple's massage at the hotel. I had done such a good job at impressing her throughout our stay that I didn't want to disappoint her now, so we checked and confirmed availability for 6:30. When we walked into the spa, it was beautifully done, as one would expect at a fine hotel in Asia. The smell made me feel relaxed immediately. We were handed drinks and taken to our room with impeccable service. The lady told us to take our time, undress and lie down. The masseuses would be in when we were ready. Our two massage tables were set apart in the large room filled with candles and Balinese artwork. Linda kept her panties on, but I decided to go nude under the towel. I got a little erect watching her expose her pert tits as she undressed and laid down. After we were both ready, we heard a soft knock on the door. Two Balinese girls came in, one going to me, the other to Linda. They were both cute, and being a man, I checked out who would be touching my body for the next hour. My pretty masseuse introduced herself as Kuna. Soft music played as they poured oil on both of us. Kuna started on my back with slow strokes. I felt that I was likely to fall asleep and noticed Linda looked like she had already done so. I closed my eyes and gave myself to the sensation of her soft hands flowing up and down my back, gliding over the oil. This went on for some time, and while I didn't fall asleep, I definitely became very relaxed. I took the opportunity to look up at Kuna when she moved to the end of the table by my head. I looked up at her, and she gave me a friendly smile. She was an exotic beauty with dark tan skin and long black hair. I felt a stir in my cock and put my head back down, a bit embarrassed. Kuna massaged my neck and even my ears, making me very relaxed again. I noticed that Linda was still asleep, and could tell by her breathing she was really out of it after our long day. Her masseuse seemed to be going through the motions a bit since Linda was unaware. Kuna moved down to my legs, starting at my feet. The foot massage was nice, tickled a little. Kuna then applied the warm oil all over my legs. She slid along from the bottom up as high as she could reach. I felt her breasts on my calves when she stretched furthest. It wasn't especially erotic since she had small tits and was wearing a white dress. I wondered if she would get oil all over it. She pushed along my inner thigh, which felt more sensual, then on one long stretch she actually brushed under the towel and grazed my balls. This was something different. It felt exciting and my cock hardened immediately. I wondered if she had noticed. Now quite awake, I looked over at Linda and could both see and hear she was still dozing. In her following strokes, Kuna came close after but did not touch my balls again. After some time she moved up and focused on the higher part of my legs. Kuna moved her hands under the towel without any ceremony, kneading my ass muscles. Her hands ran along and even into my ass crack, and I was a little shy of how hard I was now that the towel no longer seemed to be covering me. Kuna started to focus on my inner thighs and brushed my balls with every long stroke. At this point I was sure she must be aware of what she was doing, but perhaps she didn't understand the effect it was having on me? I lifted my ass a little to give my hard cock some room, and Kuna's hand brushed even deeper along my balls. I looked over at Linda guiltily, and when I saw she was sleeping I kept my ass raised, making it easy for Kuna to access whatever she wanted. At first Kuna simply continued the strokes, along my leg, to my inner thigh, usually touching my balls. I wondered if it was possibly she was oblivious to what she was doing, and thought of how silly I must look to her with my ass raised. Finally, in one stroke she went ever further, and her finger went completely over my balls, brushing the bottom of my cock. Involuntarily I moaned softly. I looked over again at Linda and confirmed she was still asleep. Her masseuse continued to massage her legs. I raised my ass even further, effectively begging via body language for her to touch my cock again. I looked back at her over my shoulder and saw a peaceful, lovely young lady giving a massage. Kuna did not return my look, focusing on my legs. There was no indication in her demeanor that there was anything unusual happening, but with every stroke she was brushing her little fingers against my balls and driving me crazy. I looked back down, and as I did so Kuna again stroked further, touching my cock. To my delight she repeated this again and again until she was stroking most of my rock-hard cock. I was afraid that Linda might awake and see what was happening, but I couldn't help myself. I raised my ass even higher to ensure Kuna knew I was very much enjoying her touch, and she started to run her oily hand on my cock, no longer bringing it back down to my legs. This continued for less than a minute before I knew I was about to come. I looked over at Linda, who was faced away, then let myself shoot all over the soft white sheets underneath me. Kuna slowed her strokes expertly, then finally released me. I lowered my bottom and lay flat in my own cum. I stayed still for a moment, while I heard Kuna shuffling behind me. I hoped I could discreetly clean myself without Linda noticing, but Kuna surprised me with a warm face cloth that she used first all over my legs and back, removing the oil, then under my stomach and cock, cleaning up my fluids. I felt rather like a small child, but it was strangely comforting. When she finished, Kuna came to the end of the table and rubbed my scalp affectionately. I watched the other masseuses take a warm face cloth over Linda's body and watched my girlfriend start to stir. She smiled over at me and I smiled weakly, trying not to look at her masseuse who surely knew my guilty secret. The masseuses finally left, and while we got dressed, Linda said how relaxed it was. A little too anxiously, I jumped in and agreed, saying I fell asleep for most of it. On the way out, the two girls were waiting in the hall to escort us out. I discreetly tipped them both, Kuna rather generously. Linda and I enjoyed a nice dinner at the hotel, and Linda never knew of the hand job I received 5 feet away from her that evening. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer bonus episodes for as little as $2 per month. Thank you for listening.